Nolte, Transphobic CNN Misgenders Transvestite Mr. Dylan Mulvaney. By John Nolte on July 12, 2023. CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, misgendered the transvestite Mr. Dylan Mulvaney. Keep in mind that in these Orwellian times, misgendered means the exact opposite of what it says. Dylan Mulvaney is a guy, but if you correctly identify him as a guy, you will be accused of misgendering him. We all know the truth, the only people misgendering Mr. Dylan Mulvaney are the ones who misidentify this guy as a girl. Anyway, KNLL is part of the fascist woke Reich that bullies society into repeating the anti-science lie that a man can magically transform into a woman merely by saying, "I'm a woman. Where's the girls' locker room?" In fact, the woke Nazis at CNN will accuse anyone who refuses to participate in a transsexual's delusion of being transphobic. You see, it's no longer enough to tolerate what is unquestionably a sexual fetish or mental illness. We must now participate in this obscenity through the violation of our conscience. Either we agree that men like Mr. Dylan Mulvaney are women and say that we agree, or we are bigots deserving the guillotine. But Mr. Dylan Mulvaney is a guy, and everyone knows it, including KNLL. But naughty naughty CNN let that truth slip and now is under direct fire from its colleagues in the woke brown shirt movement. KNLL, correspondent Ryan Young failed to use the 26-year-old influencer's preferred pronouns in a short segment about the backlash against the beer giant that has led to plummeting sales. He, of course, is the transgender person they were going to sponsor and go along with Bud Light, Young said, using he instead of Mulvaney's preferred she. It gets worse, y'all. Neither Young nor host Kate Baldwin, whom he was talking to at the time, corrected the misgendering. Well, gasp and agads. Has CNN suddenly become a hotbed of truth, scientific fact, and biological accuracy? Could it be that CNN has turned some sort of ethical corner and will now report only facts and truths, as opposed to the delusions and conspiracy theories that have defined the basement-rated outlet for a decade? Look at how far CNN has fallen. The outlet identified a man as a man. A he is a he, a guy is a guy, and we are all sitting here surprised CNN would accurately report an incontrovertible fact. Moreover, we will be even more surprised if CNN does not retract this fact, does not apologize for being scientifically truthful, and does not grovel for the sin of being biologically accurate. But I will tell you this. Nothing makes me happier than to see CNN anger the left. You see, through its lies, scolding, smugness, and bigoted hate, CNN has forever lost normal Americans. The measly 500,000 or so who still tune into CNN come from the hard left. Therefore, the more CNN alienates those residual viewers, the more CNN bottoms out in the ratings. CNN is already doornailed dead. We're just kicking the corpse now, and the kicking is more fun than a day at Six Flags. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.